This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for February 2013. Tonight's lineup includes presidential comment, headquarters news, a Masterton conference update, and news from around the branches. That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. First up is presidential comment. Here's our NZART president, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. Vaughan?
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. I hope you all had a great Christmas and New Year holiday period and have come back rested and refreshed, ready for the new year of 2013. Although our membership drive last year was a great success, we have a large number of existing members who have not yet renewed their subscriptions for this year. Debbie, our business manager, will have more to say about this later in the broadcast. To encourage you to rejoin, Council has decided to try and contact as many of you as possible over the next few weeks, so if you're not financial, you may get a phone call. If you've not yet exercised your right to vote and sent in the voting paper included with the January-February issue of Break-In, it's not too late. If you're in the Midlands District, you get to choose who will be the two people from your area who will represent you on council for the 2013-2015 term. All members get the opportunity to choose who you would like to see as president for the next 2 years. So if you have not voted yet, you still have until the 20th of March. If you have not received Break-In or did not get the voting papers, it could be because you're not financial. Debbie at headquarters can advise you of your membership status. Council met for an in-person meeting at Wellington Airport on Saturday the 16th of February. I'll have a report on this meeting in the next issue of Break-In. In the meantime, there are a couple of items I'd like to mention here. Most of you will be aware from InfoLine that we plan to review the current 70cm band plan and will shortly be calling for input from interested amateurs. A working group has been formed to evaluate these responses and submissions. The members of the working group are Neil Ellis, ZL1TAJ, Warren Harris, ZL2AJ, Phil King, ZL1PK, and FIMTAG. The FIMTAG members involved are David Andrews, ZL2SX, Doug Ingham, ZL2TAR, and Terry Thomas, ZL4TAE. The aim is to have submissions in time to produce a draft recommendation, which will be further discussed at Technology Convention in Auckland at Easter time. The draft recommendation will be circulated to members for any further input before becoming a final recommendation to Council. The other item from the Wellington in-person meeting I wanted to tell you about is an initiative from Phil, ZL3PAH, who led a discussion looking at future directions for NZART. A number of areas we need to work on were identified, such as better marketing, improving the look of our website, and a train-the-trainers package for branches who are interested in running classes. An important outcome was a decision to ask you, our members, how you feel about your association and what you would like to see us do to improve what we're doing. We will be sending out a comprehensive questionnaire with the May-June issue of Break-In and will be seeking your views on the future direction of your association. 2013 seems to be speeding by already, so please remember that we have the biannual Technology Convention being held in Auckland over Easter weekend. That's the 30th and 31st of March. Registration information for the Technology Conference can be found on page 28 of your January-February Break-In. Coming up later in the year is our annual conference and AGM in Masterton, being held as usual over Queen's Birthday weekend. David Bray, ZL2BA, the conference chairman, will have more information for you later in the broadcast. So with that, I think it's enough from me this month, and thanks for listening.
Thank you, Vaughan. The president of NZART, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. Next Saturday, the 2nd of March, yes, that's the date for the annual Te Puke Amateur Radio Club Junk Sale. The venue is the Paengaroa Community Hall, Old Coach Road, Paengaroa. The venue opens from 6:30 a.m. with the sale commencing at 10 a.m. Table costs are $20 for a 1.8 metre long table, $25 on the day, and $12 for a half table, and that'll be $15 on the day. There is overnight parking available for motorhomes and a hot breakfast from 7:30 a.m. for the sum of $9.50. Now, for more information and table bookings, contact Sid Rose at L1LWR, phone 07-533-1029, or email sid.rowe@extra.co.nz. That's the Te Puke Amateur Radio Club junk sale next Saturday, the 2nd of March. Onwards to Upper Hutt now, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Good evening, Jim, and a belated Happy New Year to everyone. In past years, it has been our practice to send out renewal reminder invoices in January to all lapsed members of the previous year. This year, those lapsed members have actually received their break-in for the first issue only. However, no voting papers were included. We believe this will alert them to renew or contact me to confirm renewal. I am pleased to advise that so far this has proven to be very successful. There are some members whose expiry dates have not been updated due to a small glitch in our file. However, they will have received their voting papers in with their break-in, so rest assured payment has been received. The ballot closes on the 20th of March, therefore payment for your 2013 subscription must be received by me by the end of February to allow processing time and receipt of your voting form. All family transmitting members should now have received their voting papers, so please remember one form counts for one vote. A family vote will not be included with another member's paper. Please send them individually. There are approximately 237 members who have yet to renew their subscriptions for 2013. The membership promotion last year achieved a great result of 246 new members. However, unless we all encourage those lapsed members to renew, the time and effort for our promotion will be wasted, the end result being increased subscriptions. So it's in everyone's interest to maintain and keep growing membership. Well, that's all for me this month, Jim. Headquarters will be closed on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART Business Manager. Wanganui Branch 48 advise they'll be holding an amateur radio junk sale on Saturday, May the 4th at the Wanganui Intermediate School Hall, Dublin Street, Wanganui, starting at 10 a.m. They say clean out your shack and help them kick off this iconic sale again. Lots are accepted from 4 p.m. on Friday the 3rd of May. For further information and sales terms and conditions, contact Graham Hawtrey, ZL2AHR, phone 06-344-7501, or Jeff Howe, ZL2THO, phone 06-344-4302. Or go to the Wanganui branch website at www.zl2ja.org.nz. That's the Wanganui Amateur Radio Junk Sale on the 4th of May. NZART's national conference this year is being held in Masterton, hosted by the Wairapa Amateur Radio Club, Branch 46. Here's the conference committee chairman, David Bray, ZL2BA, with an update.
Good evening, Jim, and thanks for having me and giving me a chance to tell everybody what's happening with our conference coming up in June. We have for our Saturday night entertaining a bit of light entertainment from Ricky Long, a local celebrity who's very entertaining on a ukulele, plus a few other musical instruments. For our alternative program Saturday, we'll be doing a bit of a museum theme, really. We've got the Sheer History Museum, we've got the Aratoi Arts Centre, we've also got a toy museum, and we've also got a Poynton's Garage Museum, which is very interesting, plus they also do arts and crafts as well. For the Sunday, we'll be heading down towards Greytown, which is a very well-known shopping area, and dropping into Cobblestones and Chop Chop, which do very variety of different types of chocolates. We'll also be shooting into Power World and then down to the Greytown Workingmen's Club for lunch. So that should entertain those for the day. On our forums for the Sunday morning, we have Don Wallace, ZL2TLL, on regulatory topics. John Martin, ZL1GWE, on Intruder Watch. Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI, on D-Star. Frank Hunt, ZL2BravoRomeo, on contesting. Max Wheatley, ZL2MAX, on APRS. We have our very own Gary Bold on writing articles for Break-In. We seem to have a few problems with that, so he's going to give a few tips on how to write very good articles for Break-In. Now, as far as AGM is concerned, of course, we have our regular WARO and OTC and AMSAT and SPAM, and of course, we have the AREC, which is usually held on the Saturday. Now, we're trying something different. We're going to have a car boot sale on the Sunday morning before conference proceedings start. And all going well, I've talked to Sharon today from ICOM, and she may be able to bring a few extra old stock. So that's something to look forward to. And, of course, Solway Park, Copthorne Resort itself, for those staying there, there is, for the camper vans on site, there is free parking in the car park. There is also now a Foursquare store on site, so easy walking distance. You can always go to our website. This is nzartconference2013.co.nz, and that will keep you updated with things coming up and any changes that may happen. So that's all for now, and we'll be in touch with further information. Back to you, Jim.
David Bray, ZL2BA, reporting for the Masterton Conference Committee. It's time now for WARO News, and a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. All YLs are invited to get together during the Te Puke Radio Club's annual junk sale at Paengaroa on Saturday, March the 2nd. Meet in the usual room for morning tea and chat. YLs do not have to be WARO members to attend this gathering. WARO's Thelma Super HF Memorial Contest is back again after a break and will be held on Saturday the 27th of April and Sunday the 28th of April from 0800 Zulu to 1000 Zulu each night. All contacts are to be on the 80 metre band using phone or CW. The contest is open to all licensed amateurs, both YLs and OMs, and the organiser is hoping for a renewed interest and participation this year. We ask that all WARO members plan to take part in this contest, if at all possible, and I'll give you more details in next month's broadcast. The Canadian YLs Clara and Family HF Contest is being held on Tuesday, March the 19th and Saturday, March the 23rd over two 24-hour periods. This contest is open to Clara members and their families, and I know there are some in New Zealand. There is provision for Echolink contacts as well. If you'd like more information on this one, contact me at my email address, which can be found inside the front cover of any WARO bulletin. Now is the time to start thinking about nominations for the WARO Achievement Award. This award is given to a WARO member who has made significant contribution to any aspect of amateur radio. Any WARO member can submit a nomination, and the criteria as laid down will be published in the next WARO bulletin, or you can find them on the WARO website. Nominations are to be sent to Lynette ZL1LL by the end of March. That's all from WARO for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for WARO, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Moving to antennas and the happenings with district plans, here's Mike Newman, ZL1BNB.
Good evening, listeners. A lot has happened since I last reported antenna planning activities in the official broadcast. Late in November, Rangitiki District issued their plan decisions, and while they largely met our needs, they fell short of our goal of 20-metre permitted mast heights. NZART and Martin and Districts Branch have jointly appealed the council decision to the Environment Court, and we are awaiting a preliminary meeting to begin the court's appeal process. Early in December, I was alerted to Marlborough District Council plan changes, seeking to remove amateur antennas, aerials and their supporting structures from the utility sections of their plan, but failing to provide any appropriate alternatives. Needless to say, NZART has lodged a submission to redress this situation. Earlier this month, I represented the NZART and the Cambridge and Te Awamutu branches at a planning hearing at Waipa District Council, whose planner recommended that all amateur installations become restricted discretionary uses. Such classification would require all installations, even the most modest, such as a simple wire dipole or inverted V, to be considered by the council, which could only grant a consent if it decided that the effect on the amenity of the community was acceptable to it, an entirely subjective decision. Nothing could be erected without the issue of a resource consent, an expensive exercise for the applicant and the operator. This situation goes against the Environment Court decision at Tauranga, which took account of the financial imposition of the costs of the resource consent process. The council's stance was strongly opposed at the YPRDC hearing. While in the Waikato, I was able to meet with members of Hamilton Branch to discuss opposition to the proposed Hamilton City plan. Hamilton City is proposing the same as the Waipa District, wanting to regulate our installations as restricted discretionary uses. This would mean that any amateur installation, no matter how limited in size or scope, would be subject to the discretion of the council, with no certainty of any approval. Submissions to Hamilton, Rotorua and Kapiti Coast districts close on Friday next week, 1st of March. I'm still in correspondence with the Environment Court over the Wellington City District Plan. Lastly, the big one. All ears in Auckland should be eagerly tuned to the Auckland Mega City Plan, due for release in mid-March. Who knows what the Auckland Plan will contain for us, but I can guarantee that we will have a difficult time addressing the needs of amateur operators and endeavouring to gain a reasonable accommodation for our antennas, aerials and their supporting structures. Think for a moment. What would you do if your council declined approval for your installation? The importance of opposing onerous restrictions cannot be stressed strongly enough, and every individual has a responsibility to determine their council's stance and oppose onerous restrictions. Bad rules have to be opposed with the utmost vigour if our avocation is to continue into the future. So you can see, the future of amateur radio depends on your involvement in opposing district plans. Let's hope for some better news next month. Thanks for listening to NZART Antennas and Planning. Good night.
Thank you, Mike. Reporting from Whanganui, NZART's local government liaison officer, Mike Newman, ZL1BNB. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the first segment from Around the Branches for 2013. The Radio and Electronics Group have their annual general meeting on Saturday, March the 16th at 2 p.m. in the clubrooms at the Glenview Club, 211 Peacocks Road in Hamilton. And looking forward, the club's annual equipment sale will be on Saturday the 11th of May, also at the clubrooms. From the Gisborne Amateur Radio Club, Branch 11 NZART, the club's annual general meeting will be held on the 11th of March at the Scout Hall at 7:30 p.m. The Wellington Amateur Radio Club has its annual general meeting on the 20th of March. Look in your newsletter for more details. Down now to the South Island, and Branch 22 and 26 will be having a social gathering on Saturday the 9th of March at Carluke Hall in the Rye Valley Showgrounds, starting at around 1 p.m. for a barbecue lunch. Bring a salad or a dessert to share. Meats will be supplied by both clubs. The highlight of the day will be a tug-of-war challenge between the two clubs. There'll also be a trading table and a car boat sale, so remember to bring along all the bits and bobs that you'd like to sell. And finally to Christchurch West, Branch 56 NZART, where the annual general meeting will be held on Tuesday the 26th of February. This will be followed by Phil Holliday, ZL3PAH, who will demonstrate various free PC-based applications designed to help people learn and improve their Morse skills. Visitors and guests are most welcome. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART's headquarters info line will be emailed on Friday the 1st of March. Remember, you can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZART headquarters on the NZART webpage at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 31st of March. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for February 2013. Good night, everyone. Good night now.